Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them scream?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you hear them cry?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Do you see them die?
Go vegan, go vegan.
Please let us all
go vegan, go vegan.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this program, I'm very excited about it. We are joined by Annette Rudat in Munich, Germany. Annette is a vegan singer-songwriter, so we'll be hearing about her upcoming project. And then also later in the program, we'll be having more news of other vegan events happening. Annette, thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yeah, thank you. Hello again.
Yes, I was so excited for our interview a couple months ago. So our listeners can check out vegansradio.com of Annette's beautiful music in our interview, which I enjoyed so much. So thanks again for all you're doing. You are indefatigable and powerful. So yes, I would love to hear about your upcoming project with the release on September 13th, 2024.
You know, my favorite number is 13. And in this September, there is a Friday, the 13th. And so I thought, maybe this is a good thing to do good stuff and have my song Gemüsekind to be more known. So I also want to have this song to be more known and it want to be good. And so I planned this cool campaign and asked other people to help. And there we go.
Great, great.
So the conditions are, if people manage to reach at least 13,000 views on my song Gemüsekind on YouTube within 13 days, then at least 1,300 euros will be distributed to 13 sanctuaries. So.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Are all these sanctuaries in Germany?
Oh, there are so many sanctuaries in Germany, but we can just take 13 because my favorite number is 13 in this project. And we will see that is maybe more not that known sanctuaries, and the smaller ones, they need more money, you know. And so we'll see, and we give them the chance to have this money then.
That's very noble. Thank you. Yes, sanctuaries, so important. Yes.
There's another Friday on the 13th on my birthday in December.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, great.
So there will be another project then.
Well, I'd love to hear about the song. Is this the song with the children singing also?
The song on YouTube now is only with children and my guitar, but now it is professional arranged from my son, Marcel. And then I will sing it this, and Marcel and so on, and we make a choir. So it's not only then Gemüse, as a vegetable child, it's about vegetable women and men and so on. It's a little bit different than the other.
Okay, because I love that song, so this is going to be exciting to hear a new version of it. Yeah, could you give us some of the, so I'll be playing on Vegan Nation sometime after the 13th, after it's released. Can you give us some more tips on some of the translations of the lyrics to English?
Yeah, it's just about that the children eat more vegetables, so like cauliflower or broccoli or something like that. And it's just like a funny song for a good mood, you know? It's not like serious something, it's just like for a good mood, the song. And eat more vegetables is mine. I always say this.
Good, good. Thanks. Recently on social media, I saw your shirt that I love that you wear that says, I love my vegan life.
Yeah. This is from my Croatian rapper. he designed that. I love my vegan life. And this is so important because I want to have positive vibes in the world and not always against. So love my vegan life is something I really love.
Yes, and I feel the Croatian rapper. I like his
yes,
music.
Yes.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
How can you look at them and feel nothing? How can you see that pain and walk by? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you? How can you say, I want my cheese, although you know who died for it? Little baby cow, how can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you?
Please, I beg you, feel the pain, whether they're a cage or in chains, it doesn't matter.
Can you still eat the meat, even though you know it's a dead body? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you? How can you still go visit a zoo where animals are chained, only there for you? How can you say, I don't care, hey, what's with you?
And he loved this song too, and we will perform at in concert in Munich again. So yeah, really looking forward to this.
That song by Annette and I feel is spelled I-F-E-E-L is one word. Much thanks to both of them, and that song is called Feel Their Pain. And now I'm going to share a little snippet of the original song that Annette is making a new composition of for her upcoming project, and then we'll continue with our conversation. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Zwiebeln esse ich auf Maro, Radieschen ja sowieso.
Zwiebeln esse ich auf Maro, Radieschen ja sowieso.
Paprika!
Na klar!
Paprika!
Na klar!
Ich bin ein Gemüsekind, weil ich das so mega finde. Ich bin ein Gemüsekind, weil ich cool finde. Ich bin ein Gemüsekind, weil ich das so mega finde.
Brokkoli und Lauch esse ich auch. Brokkoli und Lauch esse ich auch.
Blumenkohl, jawohl.
Blumenkohl, jawohl.
Okay. But here is this most important is that people invite other people, as many people as they know, to join. To come together on this Friday on 13th of September. And then for 13 days, you can listen to this and we'll see. I mean, 13,000 views could be reached easily if many people join.
Thank you. And how can our listeners join and hear this?
Just go at Friday on 13th on my YouTube channel. It's not mine. It's a streaming channel where all my songs are published. And I have an event on Facebook where we invite people to join. And then just go to this YouTube channel, Liedermacherin Nette topic. And then you can just listen to it. That would be great.
Okay, and I remember that translation is singer-songwriter, but can you please spell that out for us?
Mm-hmm. Liedermacherin, Liedermacherin.
Also Nette after that or just that?
Nette after that, yes. Annette Rudert is also possible, I guess.
Thank you. And could you please spell out Annette Rudert?
A-N-N-E-T-T-E and last name R-U-D-E-R-T.
Great. Thank you.
Yes.
Annette, is there any other information you can share with us?
If people are interested, I'm going to perform in, 21st of September in Lake Constance, together with I Feel, and 28th in Munich at the Vegan Mania, again with I Feel. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to those performances.
Your music is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, this is so great.
Yeah, it helps.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I like the positive vibes because it really is a challenge. It's such a challenge to be in this world with so much suffering to the animals and to the humans. And
But you know, more and more people, they agree, they change, and some really change because of the songs, you know. Mm-hmm. Do you know my mama's song?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Believe that the songs really do help significantly in raising consciousness and awareness.
Yeah, sure I do, because I have the evidence. People write to me when they, for example, they listen to my mama video. It's about milk and the carb and so. And then they wrote to me, oh, now I'm, what can I put into my coffee now? Because I didn't know that milk is so cruel. And so, yeah, I know that people can change because of that.
Yes, and that song is very beautiful.
Du bist ein Kälbchen.
Mama.
Mm-hmm. Stell dir vor, mm-hmm. du wirst gerade deiner Mama weggerissen. Stell dir vor, die nehmen dich mit und du weißt nicht wohin. Stell dir das einfach mal vor. Mama, ich habe Angst. Mama, warum konntest du mich nicht beschützen? Mama, warum wurde ich von dir weggenommen? Mama, wo bringen die mich hin? Mein Kind, ich hab doch auch so große Angst und ich sehe nur hilflos zu, wie sie dich von mir reißen und wegbringen. Ich weiß doch nicht wohin. Durch ein Gitterfenster sehe ich hindurch, ich friere, ich zitter, ich weiß nicht, wo ich bin. Mama, sie schubsen mich und ich fiel einfach hin. Mama, kannst du mir sagen, warum? Mein Herz zerspringt. Mama, ich brauche dich.
Ich will mein Kind.
Mama, ich ruf so laut ich kann.
Wie grausam Menschen sind.
Additional information can you leave for contact information, especially for your September 13th launch?
Yeah, look into Facebook. I had this event there. Or just go Friday the 13th on the YouTube channel. There the song is released, I hope. And play it as often as you can. And tell other people. Yeah, this is my wish.
What is the name of the song?
Gemüsekind.
Could you please spell that?
I don't know if you can really. I don't know if you can really translate it into vegetable child or vegetable woman or vegetable. I don't know, but it's like Gemüse is vegetable and Kind is child. So I don't know. Maybe the translation is not really good. Gemüsekind. G E M. What is it? U with dots. S E K-I-N-D.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Der Musikin. Yeah. And it's a funny song, and it's a good mood song for the whole family. And everybody wants to join and sing along. And so it's really cool. And we hope that it's a summer song on 2024. I mean, the summer is almost over, but so what?
Well, thanks again, Annette. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll be joined by Srilata Feru Nagari. We'll be talking about the recent Worldwide Vegan Chalking Night in Clinton, Massachusetts, and we'll be talking about much more. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. And now we are joined via Skype in central Massachusetts by a vegan animal activist, amazing woman, Srilata Feru Nagari. Welcome, Srilata, and thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me, Marlene.
Well, I appreciate you so much, and I would love to start out hearing about the event that the organization Positive Change for Animals Social and Volunteer Group had with the Worldwide Vegan Chalking Night recently in Clinton, Massachusetts. And I know that you've been doing that for many years, so let's hear a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, sure, Marlene. So Vegan Chalking Night is a night where people come together and they basically chalk positive vegan images and also words just right on the sidewalk. So people who are at the park, who are passing by, are welcome to join us, and they see these positive vegan messages such as friends, not food, be vegan, make peace, be kind to all kinds, etc. And, you know, there are a number of artists who will draw animals such as elephants and cows and dogs and cats and goats. And we've had all that in the past. And, you know, people just come by and have a look and say, hey, what are you doing? And they read the messages and we start up a conversation. And we think of it as sowing seeds, at least. Yeah, and sometimes we do have people who come back and try to challenge us. Either way, we see it as a method and a way to spread awareness of being kind to animals and leaving them off your plate.
Yes, thank you, Srilata. That was great to see all those photos at Central Park in Clinton. And it was also sweet to see how your organization provided the materials, including the stools, the nail pads, the chalk, and the vegan refreshments. That's cool.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, that usually attracts a little kid, and they're welcome to chalk with us, most welcome. And at least, you know, it's just getting out there and putting the message out there. And, of course, the rain will wash it away. But until then, you know, we have made some positive messages out in the public for folks to see. And hopefully it'll make a difference. I think every little bit adds up.
Yes, for sure. Thank you, Srilata. And I'd also like to hear about your other activities and groups that you participate in.
Yeah, so we did a bull riding protest also with PCA. We partnered up with Wamara from Western Mass. And we did that to protest bull riding at the DCU recently. We've done camps for children, summer camps for children, where we try to spread positive messages. All this is done through PCA. And this was founded by Karen Bacon back many years ago. I forget the year now. And I am an activist, an animal activist at heart. And whether I'm commenting on a post on Facebook, whether I'm signing away petitions to help animals, I just keep animals in my heart all the time and always think of ways where I can be helping them. For example, at work, I have photographs of animals all over, and that strikes up a conversation sometimes. I have a photo of Penny, who is the little chicken that I support monthly for the Riley Farm Sanctuary. So these are the little things that I try to do to help animals. But the most important thing to me is working for Supreme Master Television. I don't know if you have heard if a lot of folks on your audience have heard of Supreme Master Television. I'll just give a brief introduction. Supreme Master Television is a global online TV channel, 24/7. It's suprememastertv.com. It is founded by Supreme Master Qinghai, who is an enlightened master from the Himalayas. And it is run by volunteers all over the world. And I am also one of the very humble volunteers who try to make this online TV channel a success, suprememastertv.com.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Silata.
There is one thing that I would like to say, if we have time. This is I think it's pretty critical for our world right now, is that environmentally, whether people go vegan for compassionate reasons or health reasons or environmental reasons, we are at a critical time right now for our planet where it is very important for us to take a look at what we are doing with the animal agriculture and the slaughter of so many animals and the wildlife and the animals in the ocean, the sea animals. What we're doing to the planet is degrading it. All the detriment we have caused as a result of animal agriculture.
Thank you. And I believe that your activism is going to transform this paradigm on this planet. So it will be quite a beautiful place that's safe for all and sustainable.
Yes, that is a very hope that, we have. It's not only creating a positive environment just for humans, but also for animals, because animals are people as well. They're animal people. They are co-inhabitants of this planet, and they deserve a better life than what we give them today. Dogs and cats, they're no different from horses or cows or pigs or goats. They're no different. They all have feelings. You know, they all feel scared. They want to live. And so it's just opening up that compassion in our hearts for all these animals.
Yes, thank you, Silata. How long have you been a vegan?
I have been a vegan since 2010, so it's been about 14 years. And before that, I was a vegetarian for about 13 years before that.
Thank you. Yes, you're a great example of beautiful veganism. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Marlene. And thank you so much for the work that you do with Vegan Nation.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is there any contact information you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yes, I can leave my email address if people want to get in touch with me to learn more about veganism, to learn more about Supreme Master Television, or to learn more about positive change for animals. My email address is my first name, srilata.t@gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful. And again, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
You're welcome, Marlene. And thank you for having me again.
Next up is some current vegan news. And also, for those who are curious about the purring we heard within the program, that is a hen, a chicken hen. They purr. We're listening to The Deer Song by Will Tuttle. Prior to the break, we were joined by Annette Rudot in Munich, Germany. Annette joined us via Skype in Munich. Now here's an announcement from a vegan organization in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. They're called Northern Vegans. Reading from their website. Northern Vegans, we are located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. we believe in individual rights and freedoms for all. Eating and living for all life. Win a free online vegan course. Northern Vegans is offering a free online course of Dr. Will Tuttle's The World Peace Diet Facilitator Training Program. You will have a study buddy to work with. Work at your convenience. More info at worldpeacemastery.com. To win this free course, simply send an email to Northern Vegans on why you wish to join this revolutionary course. Send the email to northernvegans906@gmail.com. The winner will be notified by email. Submit by no later than September 20th, 2024. Now let's go out with this beautiful children's song by vegan singer-songwriter right here in Massachusetts, Sherry Zitter. This is Do You Think?
Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? I am a chick and I'd love to play with you. I like to eat and snuggle just like you do. We can all eat well without eating anyone. We can all play together and have a lot of fun.
I'd like to thank all my guests for joining us on Vegan Nation, and to all our listeners, thank you very much for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com.
Lots of foods you love don't have to have meat. Lasagna with tofu can't be beat. Tasty bean burritos, hummus and chips, sweet potatoes or fruit for those energy lifts.
And again, much thanks to Sherry for this lovely children's song.
Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? If you grew up with burgers, bacon, and pork, there are lots of other food you can choose with your fork. Veggie burgers and bacon, bacon are yummy. You can save pigs and cows and have a happy tummy.
Wishing y'all a beautiful, peaceful day.
Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? Each animal is special, just like you and me. They want to live long and safe and free. The cows, pigs, and chicks, the goats, and rats, and mice, they trust your heart, 'cause you'll treat them all nice.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Now you know animals don't want us to eat them. So what is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. You treat them the way you like people treating you.